Howdy, folks. You know, every year Americans purchase 70 million handles, which makes for considerable flying off of, I think. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And here lately I heard about some men in the suburb of Baltimore who have been entertaining themselves for 13 years now with the organization they call Grandfather's Club. Well, I knew there's a whole bunch of grandmother's clubs in the country, but I believe this is the first grandfather's group, leastwise it's first I ever heard of. According to the co-founder, H.W. Rautenberg, this club teaches tolerance and patience. Well, you have to be patient, see, while the other fella talks about his grandchildren, so he'll stand still while you tell him about yours, you see. So I say best wishes to the Grandfather's Club of Relay, Maryland. And may they have many more grandchildren to talk about and to keep from getting spanked. Grandfathers always make a fuss over their grandchildren, and sometimes that makes the parents kind of unhappy, you know. But I'll tell you, parents don't get one bit provoked if you treat their children to double mint chewing gum. Double mint, you know, it's never rich or heavy, so you youngsters, you can just chew it right before lunch or supper, even, without, spoiling your appetite for the nice meal that your mom wants you to finish all the way through. That's awful good for grandparents or for anybody to know when they want to treat a youngster. Double mint chewing gum. And now Paula Richards, she's going to treat the grown-ups here with the song Swangin' Down the Lane.
Everybody hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody feeling grand, swinging down the lane. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known. Nights like this when I'm all alone. When the moon is on the rise, honey, I'm so blue. Watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you. Swinging down the lane with you.
You know, now that we've talked about grandfathers, I'd like to say a few words about mothers-in-law here. Now, please, now don't start laughing. I don't know why it is that there's been so many bad jokes about mother-in-law. You know, a bad comedian, he always figures he can get a laugh by referring to his mother-in-law as, he calls her the Speaker of the House, or the guest who wasn't invited, or what you inherit when you marry, or something. But he doesn't even get any laugh from me, I'll tell you. I think everybody's pretty much agreed that mothers are wonderful, and no comedian would dare say anything mean about his mother. Well, a mother-in-law is also a mother, and she just happens to be the mother of somebody you thought well enough of to marry. She couldn't have done a very bad job of bringing up her children, or you wouldn't be married to one of them, would you? If there's any little mannerisms about your mother-in-law that irritate you, well, she probably doesn't enjoy the way you crack your knuckles when you're trying to think of something, either. But if she's like most mother-in-laws I know, she overlooks your faults and tries to make you a member of the family. I want to promise right now you won't hear mother-in-law jokes on this little get-together here. Before you go making any snide remarks about mothers-in-law, just remember you may be a mother-in-law yourself someday. Of course, that's where I have the advantage of you, you see. I won't ever be a mother-in-law. But if things get kind of tense when your mother-in-law's around, try chewing a stick of double mint gum, will you? The smooth, easy chewing does you good. It helps take the edge off of jittery nerves. Yeah, it stands to reason, you know. Double mint will do you just as much good as it does me, so you buy some today and treat yourself often to healthful, delicious double mint chewing gum. My gracious, I got so worked up talking about mothers-in-laws here that I almost forgot. It's time for the Hollerin' Quartet. Today they're going to sing a number that's a favorite of mine. It's In That Great Getting Up Morning.
We're going to tell you about the coming of the Savior. Fare you well, fare you well. We're going to tell you about the coming of the Savior. Fare you well, fare you well. When the Lord, he spoke to Gabriel. Fare you well, fare you well. Told him to look behind the altar. Fare you well, fare you well. Said, take down that silver trumpet. Fare you well, fare you well. Blow, Gabriel, blow the trumpet. Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning. Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
Lord, how loud shall I blow the trumpet?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Just blow it calm and easy.
Fare you well, fare you well.
So you won't alarm my people.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Just call them to the judgment.
Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
Blow, now Gabriel, blow the trumpet.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Lord, how loud shall I blow the trumpet?
Fare you well, fare you well.
Like seven peals of thunder.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Wake up every living nation.
Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, well, well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, well, well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, well, well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
That is mighty fine, boys. You know, we try to keep you abreast of what's happening in the world here, and I just read about a fellow in Kansas who uses an electric motor to rock his baby's crib so he can get a full night's sleep himself. Yes, sir, the hand that rocks the cradle is now motorized like everything else these days. They've already got reclining electric massage chairs for today's tired businessman. He just collapses into one of these and gets all shook up, you know. So we keep on running ourselves down, but we keep on developing things to build ourselves up, too. I maintain, you know, this all came about because we got rid of the old-fashioned rocking chair, I think. When a fella took time to relax in his rocker, he could think. And he never got upset, either. Oh, now and then maybe the cat would get its tail caught or something, but there never was anything like the old rocking chair as a seat of contentment. You know, when you think it over, chewing double mint gum gives you pretty much the same kind of contentment there. That smooth, easy chewing holds a lot of satisfying pleasure, believe me. And you can you know, sink your teeth into smooth double mint most any time and enjoy the satisfaction of chewing while you go right ahead with whatever else you've got a mind to do. But I better quit talking so much and get to the business at hand, which is the Buttram bonus. I swear, I don't see how the boys in the Buttram Symphony can play that so many times and then have it sound different every day. I don't know. But anyway, you know it means Buttram bonus time when they play that. And today being Friday, you know that the Buttram bonus is me singing a song. Now, as long as you know what's going to happen, well, don't go running to me afterwards with your complaints, will you? After all, you know, listening to me singing once a week, that's not too much of a price to pay for hearing Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet all week long. And while I don't sing fancy, I sing real clear and distinct. Very distinct, I sing. Anyway, here we go. You gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls.
Beautiful girls.
You gotta be a touchdown getter, you bet.
Yay!
If you wanna get a baby to pet, the fact that you are rich or handsome won't get you anything in curl.
No, sir, you gotta be a football hero
to get along with the beautiful girls. Every blue-eyed female thing loves to watch the single wing see her hero rip right through that line.
Rah, rah, rah.
And she really swoons for real when he marches down the field and he puts that football game on ice.
Bring on the heroes.
If the girls are what you want to get, man,
yeah, man,
hurry and become a triple threat, man.
Rah, rah.
Gotta be a football hero to get along with a beautiful girl.
Beautiful girls.
In spite of all a million can do.
Yay!
A tackle or two will mean more to you if you can make the winning touchdown. You'll never have to buy them pearls.
No, sir. You gotta be a football hero to get along. The beautiful girl. Hit 'em high, hit 'em low. Winston County, go, go, go.
Oh, my. Gotta save a little cheering for the game tomorrow, boys. Well, that winds up a week of just entertainment, but we hope you'll find a lot of entertainment tomorrow and Sunday, too, with a nice weekend coming up. It's a good idea, you know, to stock up on double mint chewing gum, you know, in case guests drop in. Everybody likes it, so you have a good supply of double mint handy, will you? We'll be back again Monday. I hope you'll make it a point to be with us. Until then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that, you know, there's nothing that can be more distant than a distant relative who has money. Goodbye now. See you Monday.